Hey, self-improver. A better world starts with a better you, so let's take another step toward your best self today. This is your weekend recap. Now, let's review. On Monday, I shared the perspective that right now, as you listen to this, you are living what used to be a goal of yours. Isn't that incredible? Yet we often don't see it that way because our minds go straight to measuring the gap between where we are and where we want to go next, rather than the gain from where we've started compared to where we've made it to. So give yourself credit that in certain ways, you're living what was once your dream. Then next, on the opposite side of the spectrum, Tuesday we talked about what to do on our worst days. If we define our worst days as the bottom 10%, this means mathematically we encounter a worst day once every 10 days. However, that doesn't talk about the quality of our worst days. And the best way to limit the impacts of these bad days is to have better structures and standards established in our lives so that we don't fall too far off track when the factors around us cause us to slip. That takes us to Wednesday, where we talked about making decisions right. We invest so much time and energy into making the right decision, which is important and worthwhile. But that's not the end of the equation. When we continue to make an effort to materialize the result that we want, to take action ways that make our decisions right, we actually get what we want from the decisions we make. And next, Thursday was inspired by the quote, "You can't take anything with you, but you can leave something behind." This touches more on our legacy. Everything material that we ever own or are will stay behind. But there are more important and meaningful things we can leave behind. The lessons, perspectives, assets, values, and works that continue to impact people when you're no longer around. So what can we do today to have more of those versus things? And last, Friday's tip was built around the expression, "Don't yuck their yum." This means if you have different preferences than someone else, don't tell them that what they think is delicious, you find disgusting. It's not supportive. It invalidates their opinion, and it's driven by the needs of the ego. Instead of defaulting into judgment, let's lead with curiosity. I'm Brian Ford, and as long as there was one insight from this week's episodes that impacted your life, then mission accomplished. If you're new to the podcast and just getting started and want to make up for lost time, my recommendation is to get clear on the 7 fundamentals to self-improvement. These are the unexpected, underappreciated raw materials to living a fulfilling and purposeful life that a lot of people overlook. And it features some of the best, most popular episodes from the past and incorporates it into one actionable framework. So if you want to learn what these 7 fundamentals to self-improvement are, click the link in the description and I'll send them to you right away. You grew today. Let's do it again tomorrow on Self-Improvement Daily.